So this last segment could be called Bringing It All Back Home, which I remember was the name of one of Bob Dylan's albums. Or integration, how do we continue the practices we've been doing in the context of daily life? We've emphasized, particularly here, the more individual practice, the more formal practice, and have so far had three main phases of practice or aspects of practice. First, steadying and stabilizing attention, and very crucial in daily life to find ways to do that. Emphasized a lot the way that it may be helpful to have body practices, take a walk, do something which can help the mind be more quiet. Do the Qigong that we've done. I think there are Qigong videos which have the practices we did on Tijia Bell's website. Tijia is my teacher. Some of you have studied with him. Tejia Bell, or also Radiant Heart Qigong websites. Qigong is Qigong. So to work for the steadying of the mind, also very helpful practice when there is, you know, when there's agitation, is to just go for initially the steadying. What helps to steady it? Sometimes it can be a body practice, taking a walk, you know, in addition to what I was describing as antidotes that shift the energy. The steadying, very crucial aspect of practice. And we've looked into different ways of supporting that. Then we gave quite a bit of attention to simply working with thoughts and emotions, just in very ordinary context, using labels, being with them, exploring the emotions or thought-emotion complexes when they are predominant, studying them. Again, you can remember the RAIN formula, which is helpful to recognize that it's happening, to not be resistant to it so much, to accept in that first sense of accept, to investigate or inquire, to have interest, I, and then the N, the non-identification, be like a naturalist just looking at this strange new phenomenon in the woods called me. And then in the third phase, we brought in a particular emphasis on more challenging thoughts and emotions, or again, thought-emotion complexes. And we continue with the earlier practices. We brought in a lot of emphasis on the antidotes, or how to shift away when we're stuck. And particularly in the discussion that was occasioned by Lucia asking about fear and, you know, how we respond to these larger events in the world, distinguishing between what I was calling the skillful and the unskillful aspects of strong emotions, where there can be skillful or unskillful aspects, or what could call it intelligent and more unconscious or deluded ways that these emotions manifest. That distinction, very, very crucial for fear, anger, sadness, judgmental mind, blaming, etc. There's always going to be some discernment there, which is actually a reason. We haven't gone much at all into the interpersonal dimension, but it's a reason that there can be empathy for someone else who may be caught in fear, because there's typically going to be some degree of validity. In other words, the fear can be valid, but then it overgeneralizes and proliferates. And that's where the delusion is. But there will be some fear. We can, you know, even people who may be of different political persuasions and be doing rabble-rousing, there's something genuine at the basis. There can be a basis of empathy, even as we see the unskillful aspects. Okay. So we were emphasizing that. So how to bring it back home? how to bring it back home. I want to look at that in two ways. First way is I want to actually invite you to turn to someone near you, and let's form just a group of two, and take 2 or 3 minutes each answering the question, how do I bring what I was exploring today back home? You up for that?
Okay. Some
what? Well, I just gave a few, but you know, maybe before jumping into the group, just reflect right now. If you had to imagine how you might bring some of this into your daily life, and one hint or one possibility is that you take the next week, since we, in a way, we have some bookends with this day long. I'm going to be here tomorrow, and then a week later, and I'm going to try to have themes which are very much related to what we've looked at today. And so you could take the next week. It could be bookended in a way. You come back. It's like what we sometimes call a sandwich retreat, you know, with the week being the cheese or the meat, so to speak. And you would say maybe to have the intention for the next week, let me, maybe every morning, I say, I want to really, whatever. Could be to look out for reactivity today. Or it could be, I'm going to really work with emotions when they come up. Or I don't want to look for them in my meditation and so forth. Or I want to notice these emotions myself, but I also want to watch the news and watch for these combination of skillful and unskillful outwardly. You know, it could be any of those. So just reflect for a moment. How do I want to take what we explored today home? And it could be, might very well be what I've just talked about, the explicit content of the day. But maybe something else occurred to you that's not directly related. Maybe there's something else clicked. And that's completely fine to talk about too. Could be something seemingly unrelated, but something in the space of the meditation that just said, I should, develop more in my metta. Oh, and one thing that came up one of the one-on-ones, wanted to clarify about the metta. When we use metta as an antidote, difficult situation, it's usually best to go where the metta flows the best. Not to necessarily, for me, when I was with the bear, it wasn't necessarily the most skillful to really offer metta the bear. Mostly it's for me. You know, I did actually give a little bit to the bear, but out of 3 hours, it was a small proportion. So that's an important point, that we do that which kind of opens up our own hearts, where it's easiest, where it flows the best. Okay, so just take a moment. How would I take what we've explored here into my daily life?